A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Broken clouds, 43 degrees. KSL's top story, a second death from COVID-19 in Utah. It was announced just 2 hours ago. The patient, a woman in St. George, under age 60. It's believed she had other medical issues as well. She died at a Salt Lake City hospital. The latest numbers this afternoon, there are now 480 cases in the state. Tests have been given to 9,200 people. 9,200. Epidemiologist Angela Dunn says today's count is a 19% jump from yesterday.
We will expect testing numbers to start jumping like this because now they are reflective of our increasing capacity and also the drive-through clinics that have opened up earlier this week.
But Dunn says the rate of infection and hospitalization is holding steady, which is a good sign. State officials continue to decide if there will be a statewide stay-at-home order. So far, no. You see the lack of cars on the roads. Same story with people taking mass transit. UTA is now planning drastic cuts to service next month. Officials say they can't afford to keep things running the way they do in normal times. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
People who use FrontRunner trains tell KSL they can tell ridership is down a lot. UTA FrontRunner ridership is down about 75%, and buses and tracks trains have dipped around 60%. Starting April 5th, if your bus or train comes every 15 minutes, it'll now come every half hour. FrontRunner trains that used to run every 30 minutes will now run every hour.
A UTA spokesman says they also have to change bus routes, so people need to log on to UTA's website to see the latest schedule before catching a bus or train. Well, President Trump finally pulled the trigger, deciding to use extreme measures to order General Motors to make much-needed ventilators. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president issuing the order under the Defense Production Act, which hasn't been used since the Korean War. Mr. Trump saying the fight against the coronavirus is too urgent to waste time wrangling over a contract with GM. He says his actions will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will save American lives. The president also signing an unprecedented $2 trillion economic rescue package passed by the House earlier today.
Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the bipartisan measure shows lawmakers care about Americans struggling financially and with the virus itself.
This is a very special day for us. It sends a very clear message to the American people.
And the World Health Organization says that there have been more than 500,000 coronavirus infections, more than 20,000 deaths since the pandemic began. But the WHO director is also offering some hope.
These are tragic numbers, but let's also remember that around the world, more than 100,000 people have recovered.
He also says there's a global shortage of personal protective equipment that is urgent to saving lives. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus is hitting your bank account. A city in Salt Lake County is trying to help, and Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, that's South Salt Lake, and they're trying to connect people who are struggling to make ends meet with the advice that they need. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
With the economy in a precarious spot right now, to say the least, many people are worried about making rent or finding a job. That's why the City Council of South Salt Lake is working on a plan to connect residents with free financial counselors. Councilwoman at Large Natalie Pinckney says with the coronavirus, they'll probably make small steps first.
So what can we do to just revamp our website? Put some information on there. Provo City has a 311, and that's kind of my proposal, which is, do we have staff members that could maybe just answer a phone and ask, you know, some questions?
Again, this is just a plan. It has not been passed yet. But if it's successful, South Salt Lake could set up a financial empowerment center that would be open year-round. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A candidate for governor says she was meeting online, just like a lot of us are doing, and she got hacked. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz with more, reporting from the KSL Elections Desk.
Amy Winder Newton says she was using the state Republican Party's Zoom account to meet with delegates when hackers popped up on screen and took over admin control.
We had inappropriate images, very graphic images that popped up on the screen for everybody. We could hear people laughing.
Sharing the experience on social media in a video alongside her running mate, John Dougal, the pair says this kind of attack is becoming common.
This is something called Zoom bombing. And it's become a thing in the last few days. It's become very common, not just, you know, here in unfortunately, in this event, but worldwide.
Winder Newton says they eventually had to shut the meeting down and moved it to Facebook Live. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
2 weeks after testing positive, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell are coronavirus free. The Utah Department of Health told the Jazz this morning all players and are cleared. KSLSports.com reports the department says Gobert and Mitchell are no longer a risk to others. KSL News Time, 3:05.
Check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, what are you seeing this afternoon?
It's pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways. We had an accident on I-15 in the Springville area, about 1600 South. It was out of traffic. It's already been cleared out of the way. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, I'm glad to be here this afternoon, here being home, of course. The question on everybody's mind, when do I get my $1,200? Patience, friends. Patience. My minute of news is coming up next.